to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi has been killed. That's the official word. And I was thinking about it. So between Osama bin Laden and Muammar Gaddafi, I'm starting to think what President Obama is going to be remembered for isn't health care.
All right, knock him off. The discussion of the killing of Gaddafi, no matter how you spell it, I think he's dead. And that's where we get started. One of the big items over the weekend in talk radio is the Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air for this Monday, the 24th of October. And the Sunday morning talk programs, interview programs, and news shows are much of the fodder for conversation today and over the weekend as well, especially the Sunday afternoon live radio talk shows, listening to, for example, Face the Nation, where Michelle Bachmann told Bob Schieffer that despite the death of Gaddafi and Osama bin Laden, she believes that President Obama has been a failure.
President Obama clearly is not respected. The United States is not respected. And the president has been a failure when it comes to foreign policy.
Let me ask you, you say failure, but just last week, Muammar Gaddafi was killed. Anwar al-Awlaki, the al-Qaeda leader, is dead. Osama bin Laden is dead. Doesn't the president have a few things he can point to as accomplishments in foreign policy here?
Well, of course, I would agree that the world is better off because all three of those actors are no longer with us. I absolutely agree with that. But I opposed the president putting us into war in Libya. Don't forget, the president has put us into two additional wars. One is Libya, and the recent one was at the request of Uganda, and we're now in Central Africa. One thing that we should have learned in the last 12 years is that once we are involved in a foreign involvement, in a foreign entanglement, it's very difficult to get out, and it's usually at a great price. Secretary Gates is the one who said that America had no vital interest in Libya. Yes, the world is better off without Muammar Gaddafi, but there's also a risk. This is just a snapshot in time. We don't know yet, Bob, who will be the true leader in Libya. It could be the Muslim Brotherhood. It could be more extremist elements. Plus, we also know that the man pads have gone missing, the shoulder-fired rockets. This is very dangerous and a very dangerous world. And Libya is a very volatile situation.
Well, you just said, in answer to an earlier question, we always leave troops behind. Shouldn't that argue that if you're saying that, that maybe we should figure out some way to leave some troops there in Libya? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it appears that that will not be the case, according to the early reports that we're getting. And again, my position was that we should not have gone to Libya in the first place, and I oppose President Obama going into Central Africa, into Uganda as well.
All right, so we're here, there, and everywhere. The opposition feels slighted because these are wars that are started without their consent, that is, the Republican consent in Congress. What do you think about that? 800-510-8255. Libya's interim rulers declare the country liberated after this 8-month civil war. The oil-rich nation that Gaddafi apparently ripped off for $200 billion. Can you believe that? He and his family took $200 billion. Everybody thought that the Mubarak family ripping off Egypt for $80 billion was way over there. Nobody had any idea. $200 billion. A lot of it's in American banks, Swiss banks. It's stashed all around the world. $200 billion. Meanwhile, that's what, about $30,000 for each family in Libya. That's a lot of dough for one guy to put. Man, he must have been smarter than most people thought he was. Anyway, here's radio host Arthur King speaking to foreign correspondent Linda Albin about Gaddafi's body being on display.
Let's start with the rather gruesome display of Muammar Gaddafi. His body is literally on display. Is that not true?
It is, with that of his son. I mean, the former Libyan leader is literally being kept on ice, or at least in the commercial refrigerator in the city of Misrata, which, by the way, is claiming a lot of credit for the success of the Libyan revolution, as are the people in Benghazi where it all started. they really, I don't understand why they couldn't have figured this out before. Admittedly, the interim transitional, National Transitional Council was trying to figure out how to go forward and form government. And they have actually been making great strides, but they don't appear to have dealt with the issue of what do we do if we get him alive or he's killed. They don't know where to bury him. He should have, as a Muslim, been in the ground within 24 hours. That has not happened. I have to say that most people in Libya really don't appear to be too upset by that.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say, Linda. There doesn't appear to be any sort of public outcry as we watch this from afar and hear about his body, you know, in a refrigerated meat store and Libyans lined up to get a look at him. There doesn't appear to be any angst over it.
No, there doesn't. And it's interesting that most, well, not interesting, but a lot of the angst in terms of how he met his death, which I think people are talking about outside of Libya, the where and the when and the how, is being talked about in the United Nations and by other organizations, human rights organizations. But, you know, I was listening to a guy for whom you won't know the name, but anyway, he used to be ambassador to Libya here. He's very respected on Iran. And he was basically saying that, you know, yes, what we saw was not pretty and was certainly inappropriate. It certainly appears that he was summarily executed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one could ask questions about Osama bin Laden.
Sure.
And was that not the same? None of these guys were nice guys, but we in the West like to think that we hold ourselves to a higher or at least a certain kind of standard. Those standards were not necessarily met in Iraq, where we saw the display at which Saddam Hussein was ultimately executed, and then again in terms of questions about bin Laden and whatever. So I think the idea is move on, you know?
Sure.
Move on. This is what's happened, probably, to be perfectly honest, whether it's right or wrong, it's probably the best thing for Libya, that there isn't a protracted trial, that he doesn't in some way become a martyr to those former followers or people there who are now disaffected.
So what do you think? It's Linda Alvin from ABC News, 800-510-8255. The news is Gaddafi is dead. The way he came to his demise, is that important? The United States' involvement in all of this, is that important? The fact that we spent $1 billion of taxpayer money to get rid of this guy, is that important? What's important to you about the death of Gaddafi? 800-510-8255. 14 after on the countdown.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Doug Steffen here on The Countdown. The good news is Gaddafi is gone. So from that point, what do we do? How much conversation do you think there is or will be or ought to be about this on some of your favorite talk radio programs? We're surveying many of them from the weekend. For example, Gary Hoffman on his program talked about all the stories coming out about how, in fact, Gaddafi met his demise.
There have been a slew of different stories about what finally brought Gaddafi to his maker. Now, there are some of the basics. Here are some of the basics. We seem to know these things for sure. We know what happened basically early Thursday morning Libya time. NATO airplanes, I think they were French and British, hit 11 pro-Gaddafi military vehicles that were part of a larger group of about 75 that had been maneuvering near the town of Sirte. Now, Sirte is significant. That's Gaddafi's hometown. In that part of the world, your hometown is your base, basically, and that's where he was. So these 75 vehicles leave Sirte at a high speed and attempting to force their way around the outskirts of the city. Substantial amounts of weapons and ammunition were in these vehicles, and that's why NATO hit them. Initially, just one of the vehicles was destroyed. But when you see that in front of you, you disperse, and everybody went different directions. When that happened, about 20 vehicles continued very fast to the south. And according to NATO, that continued to pose a significant threat because of the amount of guns and ammunition that they had. So NATO hit those vehicles with yet another attack, whether it was a drone or a fighter jet, we don't know. About 10 of the vehicles in that segment were destroyed or damaged. And at the time of the strike, NATO has said that they did not know that, in fact, Gaddafi was in the convoy. But since NATO and the rebels have been in pretty close contact for the last several months, the rebels knew what was going on. And they were basically chasing this convoy around, trying to pick up the pieces or stomp out the pieces once they were blown to smithereens by the NATO aircraft. Those who were chasing him found Gaddafi wounded in a drainage tunnel that runs under the roadway. So they drag him out, they throw him up on the top of a hood, the hood of a pickup, and begin to parade him around the area. And some people are chanting, keep him alive, which apparently others thought meant shoot him in the head. The commander of the brigade which captured Gaddafi says he takes responsibility for his death, said it was the result of crossfire, that he wasn't summarily executed, that he was simply caught in the crossfire. And he says he doesn't know which gun fired the fatal shot, whether it was one of his rebels or whether it was one of the loyalists that was fighting to try to get Gaddafi back.
800-510-8255. The beginning, the end, it all is pretty much the same. The guy's dead, and that's it. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow all this. The listen box, excuse me, handy by at DougSteffen.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A thoughtful process or just bang, bang, thank you, ma'am. I guess there's a little of both to this pretty unpredictable stuff. The death of Gaddafi. Here is a radio host, Avi Nelson, speaking to the point of President Obama, whether he deserves the credit or not for getting rid of him.
Does Obama deserve some credit for the removal of Gaddafi? And as far as I'm concerned, the answer is yes. It strikes me as very similar to the removal of Saddam Hussein. In other words, the world is now bereft of one dictator. And it's nice that there is one less thug in the world. Here is a man who had American blood on his hands, who had caused the deaths we know of the people involved with the Pan Am flight over Lockerbie, Scotland, and Lord knows what other things he was planning to do. There are some missiles or weaponry that Gaddafi had that's now missing, and that's the downside. But what was it doing in Gaddafi's hands? The same thing with Saddam Hussein. He was a murderous dictator. He had slaughtered hundreds of thousands of his own people. That is to say, Iraqis. He didn't consider the Kurds his own people, but they were. He had invaded Kuwait. He had caused all sorts of problems. And now, you know, he's gone and Gaddafi is gone. The question is, what's going to replace him? Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily think it's going to be good because I don't think those people are accustomed to democracy. But the reality is that we're better off without these thugs in power. One was deposed by George Bush, this one taken care of by Barack Obama. Arguments that it could have been done faster and it could have been done at less cost, maybe, but it was done without American loss of American life, and the world is better off for having him removed.
Here's Talk Host LaDonna Harvey with Mike Makowicz of Fox about the role of the Predator drones over there.
I know that Fox News broke the story that there was actually a Predator drone, a U.S. Predator drone, involved in his eventual demise. And, you know, where did you guys get that information?
Well, that comes from our crack reporters over at the Pentagon that have dug that up. I don't know specifically who their source is because, you know, a lot of times we're not able to say that.
Right.
But, you know, the original reports was that this convoy had been fired on by French jets. And then we got this information that that apparently a U.S. Drone was also involved. And so that means the U.S. Apparently did have a hand in it. In fact, when the president talked about this in the Rose Garden, he said that the United States and its allies stopped Gaddafi in his tracks. Now, he didn't specifically say that, you know, a drone was involved in that, but that seemed to be what he was getting at with that comment.
Yeah. Well, I know that, you know, from what I've learned is that Gaddafi was actually in a convoy, and that convoy was fired on by both French jets and a U.S. Predator drone. He was not killed at that time, however. But how did the people chasing him know where to find him?
Well, he was probably in the nicest car in this convoy. Or perhaps the most well-armored, although given the fact that he was said to be shot in both legs and in the head, I'm not sure how well-armored it was.
Yeah, not terribly, apparently.
If you saw the video of the body that they showed to say that it was his, and it sure did look like his,
yeah.
He was a mess. I mean, he had obviously taken some pretty bad hits. What we don't know is how much of the injuries were from the airstrike and how much might have come subsequently.
800-510-TALK. Keith in Lincoln, Kansas. Go ahead, sir.
Here's my review real quick. Like Afghanistan, we should have went to. 19 terrorists were there. 555 training camps in Afghanistan, northwest Pakistan, across the Waziristan border. Iraq, if you're going to say we should have went to Iraq because of weapons, mass destruction, slaughter, humanitarian, I say we should have went to Libya. I would like to see a Republican once stand up like Herman Cain, who I support, say that's what I would have done too, but I wouldn't have said I wouldn't put troops on the ground. Bashar Assad will be next, but I think we should support it and say, hey, Syria's going to be next. We'll probably support it too. But I'd like to see Republicans stand up and finally say, hey, look, this is a good thing. They had weapons of mass destruction. We wanted to get rid of him too. We should have done when Reagan was in office.
All right. Thank you. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Glenwood Madero, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Silver Star.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Alliance on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Alliance started getting busy and thought about what I had coming to me. And finally, I received a Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Okay, we've spent some time talking about the end of Gaddafi. Now let's move back to the presidential race, our shores. What's going on here over the weekend? A lot of the candidates were active on the Sunday morning news programs. On Meet the Press, David Gregory talked to Ron Paul, for example, about his economic plan, which he says will cut $1 trillion of spending just the first year.
This week, you unveiled a plan to cut the deficit and to deal with the economy. The key elements of it is that you want to cut $1 trillion of spending in the first year. To do that, you would eliminate five cabinet departments: energy, housing and urban development, commerce, interior, and education. On Monday in Las Vegas, you unveiled the plan, and this is what you said about it.
I have a personal conviction that this will not hurt anybody. You cut government spending, that goes back to you.
How is that possible, that a draconian cut like this would not hurt anybody, particularly in this economy?
Because we have to take this money from the economy, and the politicians get to spend it. So that's a negative. It hurts the economy. After World War II, we cut spending by 60% and cut taxes. 10 million people came home. And all the money and the expenditures went back to the people. And that was finally, we got over the Depression by having these draconian cuts.
Well, you have the education system in the state that it's in, with big federal contributions now, nuclear energy safeguards after what happened to Japan, environmental protections. Nobody gets hurt under President Paul's plan?
We cut back on those, and the Department of Energy I cut, but some of those things are just transferred to the DOD department, you know, nuclear controls and things like that. So they aren't eliminated, but they are significant. I'm the only one that's offering it. I mean, if spending is a problem, which all the candidates claim, spending too much and the debt's too big, but who's proposing it? See, to me, the question I ask myself is, what should the role of government be? And I've come down on the conclusion that it shouldn't be that we're the policemen of the world and we have this runaway entitlement spending. So therefore, if the role of government is the constitutional approach, you can't keep spending like this, because now we face this worldwide crisis of sovereign debt. That's our right. big problem. Well, but you can't deal with that unless you
cut spending. The Fed chief has said to focus so exclusively on debt reduction as you would do
right.
could harm our prospects of reviving economic growth.
Well, I just used the perfect example. By draconian cuts after World War II, it stimulated the economy because the resources aren't diminished. The resources are put back into the economy, and the people spend the money. But now all we do is give them debt. We tax, we borrow, and then we inflate, and then we distort the economy, so we destroy the production because the government takes over the economy, and that's the negative.
As you well know, you have a lot of support among young people.
That's right.
They're borrowing to pay for college at record levels. Would you abolish all federal student aid?
Eventually, but my program doesn't do it. There's a transition in this.
But that's your ultimate aim.
Yes, because there's no authority to do this. And just think of all this willingness to want to help every student get a college education. So they're $1 trillion in debt. We don't have any jobs for them. The quality of education has gone down. So it's a failed program.
All right, where are we now from your perspective when it comes to the presidential candidates and the race itself? If you'd like to weigh in, help yourself at 800-510-8255. We'll pick and choose a few callers as we have time. Over on Fox, Chris Wallace speaking to Michelle Bachmann about her focus on Iowa.
A couple of your paid staffers in New Hampshire quit this week, and one of the reasons they said is that except for a debate about 10 days ago in New Hampshire, you hadn't been in the state since June, which raises the issue. Aren't you, in effect, all in Iowa? Don't you have to win in Iowa or you're gone?
Well, we are replacing the staff that we have in New Hampshire. We've had a great week this last week, and we are focused on Iowa. We've spent a great deal of time in New Hampshire prior to that, and also in South Carolina, and we're here in Iowa. We are focused in Iowa, and we're very grateful for it. I won the Iowa straw poll. We have a great deal of enthusiasm and support here in Iowa, and we're conducting town hall meetings. We're getting to New Hampshire, and we're getting to South Carolina as frequently as we can, but we also recognize the process. Iowa has stated January 3rd is now the date, so they're number one. So we're focusing on the very first state that will have a voice on the 2012 election. That's Iowa, and so that's why I'm here today.
All right. She says we and then I. Is it we or is it I? This is a small little thing. Some people think that I'm picky, but usually people who use we for I are, They're not somebody that you like to have in a powerful position. Let's put it that way. All right, 800-510-8255. A little psychology applied here on the countdown. Let's move to CNN, where host Candy Crowley speaks to Vice President Joe Biden about what he thinks is going on in the Republican presidential race.
When you look at the GOP field right now, who's the strongest candidate?
Oh, Candy, I had trouble figuring out my own field, and I have no idea. You know, it's
Would Romney be tough?
I think it'll all be tough. I think whomever is our opponent will be tough.
But you don't. A lot of people have used your quote about, listen, they have a chance. Extrapolating that you think they might win, and I think that's a jump.
Look, I think it's a gigantic jump. But the flip of that is, they're just not used to someone looking on camera and being honest. Hey. Elections. No one's guaranteed anything in an election. This is going to be a tough election. The country is inherited very difficult political and economic times. Why wouldn't it be tough? Elections should be tough. They're tough choices.
But you think...
I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win.
And based
on... You know that.
I would expect you to say that.
Well, based on our policies... Look, here's... Again, I've tried to say this before. When you don't have a job, for whatever reason, you're not happy, man, and you're angry, and you're frustrated, and why wouldn't you be angry? I come from a family where I've seen that happen with my parents and my uncles and my aunts. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to decide, and they will decide, whether or not we're on the right path
or whether or not the other team is offering a better path. And I think that it's a little bit like when people begin to focus, I think the choice is going to become awfully clear.
So you don't think it'll be a referendum on your...
No, I don't. I think that it's going to be a choice. It's like that story I told you about the former mayor of Boston who said, don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative. Ultimately, you get compared to the alternative. And that doesn't mean who's the worst. It means who would offer the best answer. And I think we have the best answer, and I think that people will conclude that.
Are you concluding that? You think Obama is the best answer of any of the potential candidates out there? 800-510-8255. Think about the crushing regulatory burdens that have been added to most aspects of your life, if you're a small business people, a small business person. The people go through the last 3 years, 8,000 pages of coded regulatory adjustments, shall we say. And with all of this foolish talk about how he's going to help small businesses, he's not going to help anyway. It isn't really up to him anyway. That's the whole, the sad reality is there's so many other players who are involved in this thing, that it's hard. A lot of the regulatory burdens come from those bureaucrats who are in there who think they've been given license, and they have been. That's why all these protests are as important as they are. We'll get to those in a bit. A little bit more time for the presidential race, and that's coming up just a moment here on the countdown.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255. Bob's listening on KUGN in Eugene, Oregon. The comment made by Ron Paul, the part of his economic plan that you agree or disagree with, Bob, is?
That the education system is a failed system. I work in a school district myself, Doug, and they have shut down the wood shop, the metal shop, and the automotive shop. Mm-hmm. And they're feeding these counselors, put things on posters in the hallway saying, go to college, or you know, you're going to not be able to get somewhere if you don't get educated. And these kids, they indoctrinate them from that young age, thinking if they go into college, they're all going to get middle management jobs. I'm telling you, Doug, it's a failed system.
The system has been failing for a long time. You can't just blame Obama. You blame Bush. You go back actually a number of years, 10, 12, 14 years, when the music program funding, the physical ed program funding, vocational education funding, as you're suggesting, all this stuff. Before there was a Department of Education, all this stuff got funded by the state and local governments. What happened to all of that? Why, you've had, how many people tell you, we'll pass the lottery bill in our state so we can improve education? All of that is a farce. It's a joke. We have $1 trillion now owed by parents and families and former students who have borrowed money from the federal government through the Pell grants and programs, whatever loan program you may be involved in. Are you part of this $1 trillion worth of debt? And under the circumstances, people are given, your right, sir, false expectations. There isn't a need. I'm on the board of trustees of a small private Midwestern school, and I'm one who speaks to the need for good quality education. It is postgraduate, the need, but also pre-graduation. We are failing miserably, and that's why the country is in trouble, and that's what some of the protesters are talking about, frankly. Thank you for stimulating those comments. 800-510-8255. Here's talk host Garrett Quinn with political analyst Dave Bernstein. They talk about rumors that Mitt Romney was interested in Herman Cain as a running mate.
If Mitt Romney is the nominee, there's a lot of talk now about Herman Cain being his running mate, that Herman Cain now is just auditioning to be his running mate. There was a talk for a while that Rubio would be it. Now, Rubio seems to be on rocky waters. Now people are questioning whether when he came over from Cuba, and you got the birthers are out to get him now. Or I don't even know if I'd call it birther, whatever.
I don't even know what the rafters,
I guess. I don't know. Somebody's going to come up with a derogatory term for these crazy people.
Yeah.
Could Romney pull in this state with, I don't know, say, he wouldn't pull anybody from this state for his VP that would help him in Mass, but who would be somebody that could help him in Massachusetts?
Well, I don't think he's going to be looking for someone who can help him in Massachusetts, but he will be looking for someone who can help him in sort of the more left-leaning or moderate kind of states. And it will not be a Herman Cain. I can tell you this. I'll tell you something. I have actually heard and seen fairly reasonable, serious people, punditry and so forth, and people on the right actually float this like a serious idea that Mitt Romney would choose Herman Cain as his VP candidate. There are very few things that you need out of your VP candidate, and one of them is that America not be afraid of that person becoming president. And you had that problem that John McCain picked someone who was too willfully ignorant about world affairs for people to think this person could be. It wasn't just that she was, people thought she was dumb or conservative or whatever. She really was.
Oh, I think it's people thought she was dumb.
Well, there may have been some. But she really was, sort of willfully ignorant about world affairs and remained so. And to this day remains so, And Herman Cain makes her look like she's, well informed, with this, why should I know about Becky Stan, and so on.
That's pretty embarrassing.
And almost everything on the international stage he's asked about, he utters just nonsense.
All right. Well, there's somebody who's not a fan of that compote, shall we say. And meanwhile, you look at the amount of money that's been collected by these candidates. Mitt Romney has collected the most, more than $20 million during the fundraising quarter that has ended. Other rivals have collected millions and millions and millions of dollars. Obama has collected twice as much. So what does that tell you about money playing the role that it does in the reality of politics? 51 past the hour.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lots of conversation this weekend about the continuing expansion of the Occupy groups. They're called Occupy Wall Street by some. They're protesting, and that's cool. It's good to have people out there thinking. Whether you agree with them, they don't agree with them, there's a place for them. And you can say, no, there isn't. You can argue all you want. America is about freedom of expression, and these people have the right to express themselves. And it's time that people who want to shut them down take that into consideration. That's my 2 cents worth. Here's host Lisa Ann Walter with another host named Steve Gregory. They talk about the attempts being made to co-opt the Occupy Los Angeles movement.
You were there on Friday when they had their probably biggest march to date, yeah?
Well, what I've been doing is checking up on them since they've been there. I go down there every few days just to see what's going on. I've also got people email me and call me. But it just seems as though the movement is sort of at a plateau right now.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, as we all know, they took their lead from Occupy Wall Street. But what I'm discovering now, it's because we have Occupy groups all over Southern California now, is that they're each taking the nucleus of Wall Street and they're kind of
co-opting it?
Yeah, they're kind of shifting it into their own agendas here and kind of customizing it. But one of the biggest problems these groups are having are the other groups, these fringe groups that come in and sort of take that group hostage and sort of take their publicity and
for their agenda, whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. Personal agenda.
And that was my concern from the beginning, because anytime you have, and by the way, that happened on the Tea Party side. Now, if we've all been paying attention, and I think we have, there have been a lot of attacks made on Tea Party movements saying they're a bunch of racists, or they're a bunch of whatever, homophobes, or they're a bunch of anti female health rights, whatever it is that there may be a political connection to a conservative agenda or platform, the press or the other side will grab a hold of that and say, that's what it's about. And in this case, that's what I started to see starting in New York, that there was a big stew, a big soup of what the agenda was, and it was too much of a catch-all for it to be clear and focused. And that if they're going to fall apart, that's going to be the reason why.
And I think based on my interviews with a lot of those people down there and others from the outside looking in, is that in the beginning perhaps there was a bit of a momentum going on based on what they were taking from the Occupy Wall Street. But I'm seeing signs down there now. When I walk through the compound down there, I'm seeing, you know, legalized marijuana, stop police abuse.
Yeah, that's the one that just, by the way, took place in New York, that they're calling them Occupy Wall Street protesters, but they, I believe, went to, I think they went to Union Square, and,
mm-hmm.
and there was arrests, and they are protesting against stop police brutality, and it has nothing to do with Occupy Wall Street. It's like a completely different protest, unless you're specifically protesting police brutality as regards to some of the Occupy Wall Street protests. It's getting crazy. From the outside, there are people that weren't going to be on board anyway, but they may have been if they had kept the focus, what have you done with our money? That would have been a good focus.
All right. The Wall Street protesters are supported by 58% of those involved in American politics. They say they are furious with what's going on in our country. The number of angry people growing as deep reservoirs of resentment grip our country. This, according to the latest Associated Press poll, 37% of people back any number of protests. They're like me. They're not interested in the content, just the fact that people are expressing themselves. Here is talk host Joe Soucere and John Haidt talking about the Occupy protests and why they ought to be protesting Washington.
10 days of protests are adding up for Hennepin County and Minneapolis police.
Yeah.
Hennepin County says the protests have added up to more than $152,000. $125,000 of that was spent on sheriff's deputies patrolling the event. The full county board will have to vote next week on transferring money to cover the costs. As for protesters pitching tents, most commissioners reiterated they're against it. Minneapolis police say their costs added up to more than $85,000, and that includes more than $43,000 for overtime. So the people who work and pay the taxes
mm-hmm.
are paying for the people who wish to stand around and ask for more free money.
And that's costing the regular taxpayers even more, the working people even more.
The people who work and pay the freight are paying, so far, are paying $152,000 so that the kids can beat their war drums and have hula hoops and vegan salads and beans.
Tofu.
And rice. But I have some words for the kids. They're in the wrong area. They're in the wrong location.
In the wrong part of town?
Federal employees whose compensation averages more than $126,000 a year and the nation's greatest concentration of lawyers help Washington edge out San Jose as the wealthiest U.S.
Ready for